Okay, yes, thank you. Okay, just two slides on my view on the topic of the panel. And, oh yeah, maybe I should also share those slides with you, because I know them already. The only question is how to do this. No. Let's have a look. Extend. You probably know this better than me. Some more extend to protect or something. Ah, yeah. Or duplicate. Yeah. Ah, okay. That's great. Okay, so let's try it again. So yeah, now the two promised slides on my view of the topic of the panel. And yeah, I took the liberty of inserting a couple of more words in the title of the panel, namely, in particular, the word security, because this is basically my own research field where I mostly work in, namely the field of secure software engineering. So my own interest in the panel is in fact the security aspects of adaptable information systems, and this is quite some interesting topic from my point of view, which we have actually been working on specifically over the last 3 years in the project that is mentioned here, and this is joint work with colleagues at another university in Germany, the University of Hanover, Kurt Schneider and Stefan Gärtner, as well as my own team members, Jens Berger, Thomas Ruroth and Johannes Zweihoff from the TU Dortmund. The context of this work is, just to let you know, is a priority program in Germany right now with the name Design for Future. So that's a large research initiative by the German Science Foundation, which in fact deals with adaptable software-based systems with an emphasis on information systems. So this is in fact very close to the topic of the panel, and as part of that priority program we have one project which is dealing with the security aspects of it, and this is called the SecPollution project. So the first of my two slides is in fact current views, which is another aspect of the title of the panel. So just to summarize our results from the project so far over the last 2 years is basically what we've been working on. What we've developed is an approach for developing adaptable information systems in a way that will make them secure. And we've come up with an approach for software engineering for such systems, which starts at the requirement side, so at the left hand of the picture, which you can see here. We can perform security requirements engineering and elicitation, and then it goes over to the model-based development phase, where we're working with an extension of the unified modeling language called UMLSEC, which allows us to actually transform the security requirements that have been elicited into software systems and in particular into information systems. And yeah, the second slide, this is the future perspectives, which is also something we want to discuss in this panel. And this is in fact from our point of view, the point of view of our work, is in fact the second phase of the priority program, which will start next year, and we hope to be also part of that. And after finishing and creating the approach which I mentioned on the last slide, without of course having the time to tell you all of the details about it, this is the work that which we plan to do in the next phase over the next 3 years hopefully. And so for our point of view, the future perspectives after having developed an approach for developing secure adaptable information systems is now how to actually make them secure at runtime. So we plan to work on approaches which allow us to monitor security properties of adaptable information systems at runtime. And of course, this is a significant challenge, as we will discuss in the course of this panel, because it is difficult enough to make information systems secure. And then it is even more difficult to make them secure in a way that allows them to be adaptable and also to monitor that at runtime. So I think there are quite a lot of challenges out there which still have to be addressed. Some of them are mentioned on the slide, and we will be able to discuss this in more detail in the panel. Thanks.